What happened with this lady? First of all, what did she get started on first? She got dabrafenib, trametinib. Did she get that or the radiation? What was the timing?
So it started with dabrafenib and trametinib, and then radiation was incorporated as we went along. The dabrafenib and trametinib was effective. It shrunk the tumors right away, and it was kind of a question of, should we just rely on the dabrafenib and trametinib alone or consolidate that response with additional radiotherapy? And
wow, interesting. Consolidation.
Yeah, consolidation with some radiation to try to just further optimize on the dabrafenib and trametinib initial response. And that's kind of a questionable clinical decision. I was just very attentive to some of this epidural disease and how much the back pain was causing a problem. And I had confidence that dabrafenib and trametinib obviously was going to work. But
sure. In
these younger patients, I really think we have to offer everything that might help. And knowing that radiation can be effective in melanoma, I wanted to just offer everything that could be helpful. And so we did ultimately give radiation for this patient. But she's still continuing to do very well. It's early along in the course. I think all the treatment started about 4 or 5 months ago, but doing really well in general. So I'm very pleased.
Again, how long was it from the time you started the dabrafenib trametinib to the time she got the radiation?
So some radiation to some other bony areas that were problematic happened right away, and some of the spinal radiation happened after a couple months of dabrafenib and trametinib.
Interesting. And has she had any toxicity issues, any fevers, anything?
I've been lucky with her. No fevers and chills so far, and no other toxicities with the dabrafenib and trametinib. So that's really remarkable. And
nothing, huh?
Many people just won't have anything at all. And I think we need to try to understand, who are these patients that can tolerate this without any problem? And then who are the people? I've had other patients, they take one dabrafenib pill, and then they'll start getting a low-grade fever. So people are just intrinsically sensitive to these treatments, and this fever and chills problem is a real issue for some people, but other people don't have any problems at all. So I've been very, very lucky with her. And the question really is how long do you stay on BRAF and MEK when it's working so well? Or do you stop this after a certain period of time and switch to immune therapy because you worry about resistance? Those are open questions in the medical literature thus far. We don't really know. You should treat people for 4 months and switch, or you should treat people for 6 months and switch. So I'm going to try to milk this out as long as I can, given how well she's tolerating the treatment and how well it's working for her, following carefully, of course, every couple months with scans. And at the first sign, if there's any resistance, then make the switch to immune therapy.
So just out of curiosity, roughly what fraction of your patients who get combination targeted therapy like Cruz, no problem? Let's say dabrafenib, trametinib. How often do you see that like this?
Most people will respond very well for the first 6 months to a year. So that's, I would say, the vast majority of patients will have a good 6 months to year run of dabrafenib and trametinib.
I'm talking about tolerance, side effects.
Oh, from a tolerance perspective, yeah. So I would say very few people have absolutely nothing.
She's unusual.
She's unusual, yeah. Most people have something. Not necessarily side effects that are so bad that it limits ongoing dosing. So you could play with different dosing schedules, give it intermittently 4 days on, 3 days off, or 1 week on, 1 week off. Sometimes if people have had bad fevers and chills, you can give them low doses of prednisone, 5 or 10 milligrams of prednisone a day to see if that can reduce the fever risk, or NSAIDs like Motrin. Sometimes that'll help with fevers. But this is a little bit unusual. It's really like zero toxicities with the dab-tram, and it's amazing. And just to speak to the fact that you never really know who's going to cruise through this without a problem at all.